信息的题目是祝贺你，你被选上了。啊，这个字呢，对，我想专门是为了我们今天的青少年，特别是我们的senior 来。我们大家上星期很多人收到了这个录取通知书。
Today my sermon title is Congratulations, you are chosen. Today's sermon is especially for our youth because several of our seniors, they received admission letter from their school, their dream school.
所以我们都盼望着我们的想要上大学来选上我们。
And all of our seniors, they hope that their dream school will choose them.
当他们选上我们的时候，我们可以有更好的前途，更好的未来。
And we hope that when we are chosen by our dream school, that we will have a better future.
其实我们的人生很多的时候是取决于别人的选择。
Our life, it's always depend on the choice from other people.
我们的工作取决于我们的老板他选我们，给我们这个工作。
Our job depend on the choice from our boss.
其实我们的出生来到这个世界，在表面上看，也是我们父母他们选择结婚，他们选择把我们生到这个世界上。
It seems like we were born into this world because our parents, they chose to marry and they chose to have me.
但是实际上我们都知道是神借着我们的父母把我们造出来生到这个世界上。
But as a Christian, we know that it is because our God chose us through our parents.
所以我们的人生很多的时候是被别人的选择来影响，来决定。
So our life in this world always impacted by other people's choice.
另外呢，也被我们自己的许多的选择来决定。
Our life also impacted by our own choice.
我们每天都做许多许多的选择。
We make many decisions every day.
我们根据我们所能知道的，对我们最有利的，我们做一些选择。
We make choices based on our knowledge, based on what is beneficial to us.
但是常常是我们今天认为最好的，过了几年，发现哇，那是一个错误的选择，那是一个愚蠢的选择。
But our choice, our beneficial decision, it's actually temporary. Today we think it's beneficial, but many years later we find out it's really silly.
所以我们的人生好像充满了不定，别人的选择我们也不知道，我们自己的选择也不知道是不是对是错，是好是坏。
So our life is full of uncertainty. We don't know our choice is good or bad many years later. And we don't know what other people is going to make a choice on us.
所以我们的人生也没有目标，也没有意义。
Our life has no aim, is meaningless.
根本的原因是你不知道有一个更重要的选择。
The root cause of this problem, this vanity, is because we don't know there is an ultimate choice that we forgot.
就是神选择了你。
And that is God chose you.
我们看以弗所书第一章第四节。
Let's look at Ephesians.Chapter 1, verse 4.
这个投影仪好像不工作。好，我们他说，就如神在创世以前就拣选了我们。
And Ephesians, book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, in love.
所以是神选了我们。
It is God chose us.
神选了你们每一位。
God chose each and every one of you.
什么时候选了我们呢？
When did he chose us?
是在世界还没有被造以前，他就选了我们。
He chose us before the creation of the universe.
你们大学选你们是在你们高中毕业以后选你们。你们工作老板选你是因为在你大学毕业以后啊，你得到一个工作。但是神选我们是在我们还没有出生，我们还不存在，这个世界还不存在的时候，他就选了我们。
Your dream school chose you after you graduated from high school. Your boss chose you after you got your job, after you graduated from college. But God chose us way before he created the universe.
所以学校选你是因为你优秀，公司选你是因为你以前的业绩好，但是神选你，你还没有存在，你还没有在这个世界上，他选你是根据什么呢？
Your dream school chose you because you have a good grade in high school. And your boss chose you because you performed well before you come to the job. But why did God choose you? Because what?
因为那时候你还不存在，世界还没有存在，他就选了你。
Because you did not exist. The universe even not created, but he already chose you. Why?
所以神选你不是你的聪明、你的才智、你的业绩或者你的长相，都不是。
God chose you not because you are intelligent, not because you perform well, not even because you look handsome or beautiful. He chose you not because of all those human standards.
所以他选你唯一的原因就是神的恩典，神的爱。
He chose you because of his grace, his love of us.
所以神选我们不是因为我们有能力，所以在哥林多前书第一章第二十六节就讲到说，弟兄们呐，可见你们蒙召的按照肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多，神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的叫那强壮的羞愧。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26, Brother, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standard. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
神也拣选世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
He chose the lowest thing of this world and the despised thing and all things that were not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him.
但你们得在基督里是本乎神。神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and the redemption.
所以在这里，神告诉我们，神选你，是因为你聪明，不是因为你有智慧，反而是因为我们常常是愚拙，常常是软弱，常常是卑贱。
See here, Jesus said, it is not because we are intelligent, it's not because we are wise, it is because we are lower, it's because we are despised, and he chose us.
那你们会问说，神为什么选这些好像很不合格的人，软弱的人？他要选他们做什么呢？
So you may ask why God chose the lower standard the people and chose the weak people. What can it do?
神要让他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
God want to have his glory and his grace be glorified in us.
是让他恩典被荣耀出来。
He wanted his grace to be glorified.
是让人看到他的恩典是多么的伟大。
He wanted us to see his grace to be how big the grace is.
所以神拣选我们，在创世以前就拣选我们，是为要让我们成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
God chose us before even the universe was created because he wanted us to be righteous, to be blameless.
让我们成为完美、圣洁，没有一点的缺陷。
He wanted us to be righteous, to be blameless.
我们人是不能完美，也不能圣洁，也不能没有缺陷。但是在这里讲到说，但你们得着基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。所以神使耶稣基督的完美成为我们的完美，神使耶稣基督的智慧成为你的智慧，使耶稣基督的公义成为你的公义，使耶稣基督的圣洁成为你的圣洁，使耶稣的救赎临到我们这些原本应该死的人。
HoweverWe are sinful people. We cannot be righteous. But here, Jesus said, it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who become for us wisdom from God. So we become wise because Jesus Christ is wise. We become righteous because Jesus Christ is righteous. And we become holy because Jesus Christ is holy. We are saved from the sin because Jesus Christ.Forgive us from sin.
所以当神这样做的时候，神选一些不合格的人，让他们成为完美的，神恩典的荣耀就被彰显出来了。
So God chose those weak, those despised people to be his disciples so that God's glory will be shown.
举个比喻，你们都喜欢上常春藤大学。
Let's take an example.Most of our students want to go to the Ivy League.
为什么？因为常春藤大学毕业出来的学生，啊，很杰出，可以啊有很好的成就，统计下来。
Why we want to go to Ivy League? Because the graduates from Ivy League mostly they have a good performance and they will accomplish more in the job.
啊，我们说，哎呀，这些 Ivy League 学校真的很好。
So we make a conclusion, maybe the Ivy League school are really good.
其实也可以说，那他们有这样好的毕业生也是理所当然的。
So some of you may think it's very natural that they have excellent graduates.
因为他们招的学生都是百里挑一的，千里挑一的。
Because the admitted students themselves are all excellent students.
最好的学生，那当然毕业出来一定是啊很优秀的。
So the good student will become a good professional.
但是如果有一所大学之后恩典大学
，But if there is a university, it's called the Grace University.
他所选的都是不及格的，没人要的，没有一学校要的，他选进去。
This university chose those students who has the lower grade. No other university want them.
但是他毕业以后是最优秀的。
But the graduate from this university, everybody become excellent student.
谁得到荣耀？
Who will be glorified in this university?
哇，这个学校真厉害。
So people may say, "Oh, this university is really good university."
所以神的恩典。得到称赞。
So God's grace will be praised.
我们原本都是卑贱的，没有智慧的，无有的，但是神拣选我们，让我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，又把耶稣基督的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎加给我们，使人看到我们的这个变化，是神恩典的荣耀得到称赞。
So we are sinners. We are weak. We are despised. But God chose us. He blessed us with his grace, with his wisdom, with his intelligence. So we can do wonders with God's help. And God's name will be glorified.
所以刚才说，我们的人生没有神的选择，没有不知道神拣选了我们，是混乱的，是随机的。
Our life, if we don't know God chose us, and our life will be chaotic.
但是当我们知道，哦，我们的人生原来是神在创世以前就拣选我们，而且他有一个目的，是要借着我们的人生让他恩典在我们生命中被彰显出来。
But if we know that God chose us even before he created us, and he chose us because he wanted his love to be showing, to be glorified in us, then our life will be meaningful.
你的所有的人生的目的就是要让神的恩典的荣耀更大的在你的生命中被彰显出来。
So if the aim of our life is to glorify God, to magnify his grace, and then our life will be more meaningful.
你要行的靠着耶稣，你们行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
And we need to rely upon Jesus Christ so that our deed will be according to his name.
成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And then become righteous, become blameless.
哇，使别人看到说，哇，他真的是这样的圣洁，这样的跟别人不一样。
So that when other people see that we are different from the rest of the world, and then they can give glory to God.
这时候，他们就说：“哇，他所信的这个耶稣，他所信得到这个恩典，真的是太好了，我也要。”
And the world will make a conclusion that, wow, this person's faith is really great, so I'm going to choose this faith too.
所以我们要怎么样应用呢？你每天的行事为人，你要让你的行为蒙召的恩相称，要让你成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So how can we apply this truth? And we need to apply this truth into our daily life so that our deed will be according to our faith.
第二个呢，你不要窃取神的荣耀。
The second, we cannot.Steal God's glory away.
如果别人说夸奖你说呀，你做的真好啊，哎呀，你真的是很属灵啊，那你要马上说，不是我，是基督，他帮助我，他借着我行出来的。
And if somebody telling you that you did well and you are really good, and we will tell them it is because God in our life.And it's because he is good.
是神的恩典改变了我。
It is because the grace from our Lord Jesus Christ changed me.
你是给恩典得到荣耀。
And let the grace of our Lord be glorified.
如果你说，哎呀，我就是很好，天然就是很好，这样是你得到了荣耀。
If you take it,as your own, and you think it's because of your own ability that everything happened, and you got the glory.
所以神在创世以前就拣选了你们。
So God chose us even before he created this universe.
神拣选你们的目的是让你们成为圣洁，使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
God chose us because he wants us to be righteous and because he wants us to glorify him.
那第二点，所以神拣选我们，这是他的主权。他在创世以前就安排了我们人生每一个细节。
God chose us, that is his sovereignty. He planned everything for us before he even created for us.
我们看啊，《使徒行传》。
Let's look at the book of Acts.
使徒行传第十七章，大家有圣经啊啊，大家发一下圣经。使徒行传第十七章。
Let's look at the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26.
说神从一本造出地上的万族。
Here in book of Acts chapter 17 verse 26, from one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact place where they should live.
住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
So he determined the time and set for them and the exact place where they should live.
神的目的是什么呢？是要叫他们寻求神。
So God did this so that the man would seek him.
或者可以揣摩而得。
And perhaps reach out for him and find him.
其实他离我们个人不远。
Though he's not far from each one of us.
我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
For in him we live and move and have our beings, as some of you on board have said, we are his offspring.
所以神不但拣选我们，而且神用他的命令、用他的吩咐来管理我们的人生。
God not only chose us, he also gave commands to manage our lives.
所以神从亚当夏娃造出了地上的万族，造出了我们中间的每一个人。
God created all nations out of Adam and Eve.
然后做了是预先定准他们的寿数和他们住的疆界。
And God chose the time they live and the place they live.
所以这个预先这个字呢，更准确的应该翻译成命令、吩咐。所以神命令我们、吩咐我们，我们活多长时间在这个世界上，在哪儿住啊，做什么事，神都安排的，都用他全能的命令托着的。
More precisely, God set our time to live and our space to live. So, He used His command to hold our lives.
所以神他拣选我们，他也用他命令托住我们的人生。
God chose us, and he used his command to hold our lives and to support our lives.
所以你们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
So our life, our daily living, our action, it's all about him.
所以都是神在掌管。
It's all controlled by Our Lord.
神在我们生命中有他绝对的主权。
God has his absolute sovereignty over our life.
但是你们说，哎，我有决定啊，我是决定来曼菲斯工作，我是决定啊买这个房子，我是自我决定的是做这件事情，不做这件事情。
But you may think, well, it's my decision to come to Memphis. It's my decision to buy this house, or it's my decision to do this or not do that.
甚至于是我的决定去不听从神的话，犯罪得罪神。
And sometimes you may think, oh, it's my decision not even listen to God.
所以神有绝对的主权在我们的生命中，但是他又给我们绝对的、完全的自由。
So God has the absolute sovereignty in our life, but he also gave us the freedom to choose.
这两者在我们有限的人看来好像是相互抵触的，相互矛盾的，甚至于。
And this two aspects of life seems like it's conflicting in our human logical reasoning.
如果是一个人，他说他对你的生命有绝对的主权，那你就肯定没有自由。
If the man who has absolute sovereignty over your life, then you absolutely lose your freedom.
如果你要有自由，你就不可能让这个人来控制你。
If you have the freedom, you would not allow him to control you.
但是我们所信的是超出时间空间的神，他在我们的生命中，他有绝对的主权，同时他也给我们有绝完全的自由。
But God we believe is the God beyond space and time. He has sovereignty over our life, but he also gave an absolute freedom for us to choose.
这两件事情我们很难想象能够统一。
And it's hard for us to imagine how these two things can be unified in our life.
因为我们人是活在时间空间里边的。
Because we live in the confined space and time.
我们的神是昔在、今在、永在的神。
But our Lord is the Lord from the beginning to the end.
所以他是超出我们的时间，超出我们的空间。
He's above our time, above our space.
我们人很难想象。
And we, our humans, cannot imagine.
但是我们相信圣经所说的，他在我们生命中有绝对的主权，绝对的这个他的意志是不可更改的。
But we believe that he has absolute sovereignty over our life from the Bible, and God's will cannot change.
因为神说，他吩咐我们的年岁，我们的疆界。
Because God said he set our time and our space.
我们的生活、行动作、存留都在乎他。
And our life, our action, and our live or death,It's all about determined by him.
这是真理。
And this is the truth.
神也给我们有自由的一个完全的自由的意志。
And God gave us the free will in this time and space.
甚至于自由到我们可以去违背他。
In the point that he even allow us to disobey him.
但是神不是希望我们去违背他。
But God does not want us to disobey him.
他希望我们用我们的自由的意志，用我们的自由去顺服他，去爱他，去听他的话。
He want us free. He want us to have the free will to obey him, to follow his command.
所以圣经教导，神有主权，神也给我们有完全的自由的选择。
So the Bible told us that God has the sovereignty over us, and God also gave us the freedom to choose.
这两者怎么能够统一呢？
So how can we reunite these two things?
这是一个极大的奥秘。
And this is the mystery.
是我们有限的头脑从这个世界上的因果关系、时间顺序很难理解的。
This is beyond our limited wisdom.And beyond the limited logical reasoning in this world.
但是这是真理。
But this is truth.
我们要用信心来接受。
And we take this with our faith.
其实这个科学到今天已经，其实科学也是让我们认识，借着他的神的创造来认识他。
And the science today, it's really the science that we know God.
你们这些马上去大学的人，你们可能会学到在量子物理里边，在微观的世界里边其实时间都可以，因果律都可以改变的。
And all of you who are going to college may learn in the college that in the micro universe that everything is relative, it's changing.
所以我们的神永不改变。
But our God never changed.
虽然我们不能理解，但是这是真理。
Although we may not fully understand, but this is the truth.
最后，我们知道了神在我们生命中有主权，也知道了我们有自由的意志， 我们应该怎么样的生命应该有怎么样的调整呢？
So now we know God has absolute sovereignty over our life. And how can we live our life?
你知道你的生命是神在掌管，所以你就不需要忧虑。
So if you know God is in control of your life, then you don't need to worry.
因为你的年岁神都早就安排好了。
Because your time in this world, God already planned.
如果你生了一个病，你不需要担心。如果神他的时间到了，你应该离开了，回到天家，那是好的无比。
So if you are sick, and you also don't need to worry, because if it's a time to see God, and then the heaven is the, best place.
如果你今天面对的失去工作或者是任何的难处，你都知道神掌管我的生命。
But if you lose your job today and you know that it may be a difficulty in your life, but God is in control.
打个比喻可能比较容易明白。我儿子现在已经老大已经三十岁了。我记得在他大概五六岁的时候他很喜欢汽车。
So I have a personal sharing. My son is already in job, but when he was little, he liked to ride bicycles.
那有一次呢，我就为了让他高兴，我说你老玩那个假汽车呢，不好玩，来你来开真汽车。
Oh, I'm sorry. He liked to play the toy cars, and one day I told him. Playing the toy car is not fun. Let's drive the real car.
所以我把我的车开到一个停车空旷停车场，我把它坐在我的膝盖上，它控制着方向盘，其实是我在控制油门，我在手里要看着它，如果要撞上了，我会拉住那方向盘的。
So one day in a big parking lot, I put my son on my lap, and he hold the wheel, but he feels like he's driving, but actually.I control the gas, and I'm actually holding the wheel.
所以对他来说，好像他有完全的自由，他在控制，他觉得他很享受。
So to him, he looks like really enjoy it because he feel like he controlled the car.
实际上我在控制的这个车。
But actually, I control the car.
所以希望大这个例子可以帮助你想象，神有绝对的主权，我们就像一个孩子，我们觉得我们是有很有自由的。但是都在神的掌管中。
So hope that this example can help you to understand how God controls our life. We seems like try to manage our life, but actually God planned everything.
所以你大可放心的去享受你的人生，不需要去为你的问题而担心而忧虑。
So you would just go enjoy your life. You don't need to worry about your life.To worry about it.
因为我们的主，创造天地的主，他拣选你，他托住你的每一个人生的每一个脚步。
Because the God who created the universe, he hold you, he help you every step.
所以不需要去忧虑。
So no worry.
那第二个呢？时间有点，好，第二个我要讲一下。那你今天的人生怎么样来过得更好？
So second, I want to talk about how we can live our life meaningfully today.
其实我们人呢，有对以前的事情的后悔。刚才已经讲了，我们做了很多决定今天看都是错的，都是懊恼，都是后悔。
So sometimes we always regret our past actions, and we recall our past and full of regrets.
因为我们也没法回去改变。
And we really cannot change anymore.
但是我们今天知道这个真理。
But today, if we know this truth,
因为我们的主他是昔在、今在、永在的，他是不受过去、现在、将来的限制的。
And our Lord is from the beginning to the end. He's not limited by time and space.
So 我们是不能够回去改变过去了。
And we cannot go back to the past to change.
但是我们的神，他 都在他的掌管中，对他都是现在。
But our Lord can, and everything to him is current.
所以你就把你以前的后悔交给神。
So give it, put your regrets, put your worries before him.
神可以把咒诅，把我们的错变成祝福。
And the Lord can change the curse into blessing.
因为他是昔在、今在、永在的神。
Because he is from the beginning to the end.
我们过去所做的错，当我们认罪的时候，神可以把它变成罪恶显多，恩典更显多。
And if we did the wrong things in the past, God can change the wrongs to be the blessing. More wrongs to change to more blessing.
所以对过去，我们就完全的交给神。
So we gave all our past to our Lord.
我们可以轻省的来面对我们今天的挑战。
And we live happily with today.
因为我们的神，他掌权。
Because God is in sovereign.
对于我们将来，你也不需要去忧虑。
And we don't need to worry about our future.
因为你知道谁掌管明天。
Because you know who controls our tomorrow.
谁牵着你的手。
And who holds our hand.
我们总结一下，神拣选你，是要用你的生命来使他恩典得到称赞。
So let's conclude that God chose you because he wanted to use your life to glorify him.
神给你，他爱你，他给你完全的自由。
God loved you and he gave you the full freedom.
但是他也让你知道他是你生命的主，他在你生命中掌权，有主在你的船上，你就不用害怕。
And he also wanted you to know that he loves you. And if he is in the boat of life, and you don't need to worry.
所以今天主选择了你。
And today God chose you.
那你选择什么呢？
And who are you going to choose?
你要选择生命，选择荣耀他，选择他的旨意，让他的旨意在你的生命中得到彰显，让神荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
And you will choose him, you will choose life, and you will choose to glorify him so that his sovereignty will be showing in your life and his name will be glorified.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢。